Genesis chapter 24. And Abraham was old, and well stricken in age, 140 years old. And the Lord Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his eldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, I urge ask you, put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord Jehovah, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you shall not take a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I live. But you shall go to my country, and to my kindred, and take a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant said to him, What if the woman is not willing to follow me to this land? Should I bring your son again to the land from where you came? And Abraham said to him, Beware that you not bring my son there again. The Lord Jehovah God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me, and who swore to me, saying, To your descendants I will give this land, he shall send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you shall be clear from this my oath, only do not take my son back there. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, because all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he caused his camels to kneel down outside the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord Jehovah, God of my master Abraham, I urge ask you, send me good speed this day, and show kindness to my master Abraham. Look, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water, and let it come to pass, that the young woman to whom I shall say, Let down your pitcher, I urge ask you, that I may drink, and she shall answer and say, Drink, and I will give your camels drink also, let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac, and by this I shall know that you have shown kindness to my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the young woman was very fair, beautiful to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her sexually. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, I urge ask you to let me drink a little water from your pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hurried and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also, until they have done drinking. And she hurried and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held his peace, to know whether the Lord Jehovah had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, about 0.25 ounces, 7.1 grams, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, about 5 ounces, 142 grams, and said, Whose daughter are you? I urge ask you to tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge in? And she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel the son of Milcah, which she gave birth to Nahor. Furthermore, she said to him, We have both straw and feed enough, and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head, and worshipped the Lord Jehovah. And he said, Blessed is the Lord Jehovah God of my master Abraham, who has not left my master destitute of his mercy. And his truth, I am in the way. The Lord Jehovah led me to the house of my master's brothers. And the young woman ran, and told those of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban, and Laban ran out to the man to the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister saying, This is what the man said to me, that he came to the man and saw that he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, Come in, you blessed of the Lord, Jehovah. Why do you stand outside? I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he unbelted his camels, and gave straw and feed for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet who were with him. And there was set food before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat, until I have told my errand. And he said, Speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord Jehovah has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants and camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, gave birth to a son to my master when she was old, and to him he has given all that he has. And my master made me swear, saying, You shall not take a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I live, but you shall go to my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife for my son. And I said to my master, What if the woman will not follow me? And he said to me, The Lord Jehovah, before whom I walk, will send his angel with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then you shall be clear from this my oath, when you come to my kindred, and if they do not give you one, you shall be clear from my oath. And I came this day to the well and said, O Lord Jehovah God of my master Abraham, if now you do prosper my way in which I go, look, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass, that when the virgin comes forth to draw water, and I say to her, I urge, ask, you give me a little water from your pitcher to drink. And she says to me, Drink, and I will also draw for your camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord Jehovah has appointed for my master's son. And before I had finished speaking in my heart, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down to the well, and drew water, and I said to her, I urge, ask, you let me drink. And she hurried and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give your camels drink also. So I drank, and she gave the camels water also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter are you? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah gave birth to him. And I put the ring upon her nose and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord Jehovah and blessed the Lord Jehovah God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter for his son. And now if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, This thing comes from the Lord Jehovah. We cannot speak to you bad or good. See, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord Jehovah has spoken. And it came to pass that, when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord Jehovah, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and clothing and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they ate and drank, he and the men who were with him, and stayed all night, and they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away to my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10, after that she shall go. And he said to them, Do not hinder me, since the Lord Jehovah has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the young woman and ask her. And they called Rebekah and said to her, Will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah their sister and her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, You are our sister. May you become the mother of thousands of millions, and let your offspring possess the gate of those who hate them. And Rebekah arose and her young women, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well Lahai Roi, well of a living one who sees me, because he lived in the south country. And Isaac went out in the evening to meditate in the field, and he lifted up his eyes and saw that the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she climbed off the camel. Because she had said to the servant, Who is this man who walks in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.